BHP BB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com. Hello, everybody. It is Saturday, February 9th, 2008, and this is our 50th episode of PHP BB Weekly. Woohoo! Yes. Well, we're very excited anyway.
Douglas is very excited.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, for a podcast, 50 episodes is actually quite a significant landmark. So I had actually no idea that this would ever happen. The chat room, they said that we should, PHP BB Weekly should join AARP. I do not like AARP, so.
I have no idea what AARP is.
That's that life insurance thing that they advertise for old people.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes, we're 50 weeks old, actually, supposedly. Well, that depends how we've missed some.
Whatever. Yeah, I missed some, so you're older than that.
Yes. This is our 50th episode for PHP Weekly, and they should introduce who the heck we are. I am, of course, Douglas Bell, Fountain of Apples, or Webmax37, you know all that. And joining me, as always, is...
David Lewis, also known as Highway of Life.
That's the way it works around here. And we're glad
of course, mine is a little bit easier because I don't have two usernames that I use everywhere.
Well, I've told a story about how I came to have a different one for PHP BB purposes, but...
Yeah.
That's just how it happened. Look, we have a very, very special guest today. This is someone I've wanted to have join us since in the last 9 months I've been thinking about this, wanting to have him be able to come on the air. And so we're very glad today to welcome Patrick O'Keefe from phpbbhacks.com and the iFroggy Network.
Hey guys, thanks for having me. Congratulations on the 50th episode.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Really looking forward to it. So of course, I just run through all the usual homework that we need to run through, that this show is not affiliated directly with the PHP BB teams, even though they like to listen to us just because we're awesome. and of course, hey, you know it, we are awesome. If you'd like to be a part of this episode live, you can go ahead and join in the chat room. If you're listening to the stream, you can join in the chat room through TalkShoe.com, or you can call in. The number to call is 724-444-7444. The TalkSA number is 12418. You do not have to be a TalkShoe member to do any of these things, but if you do, it helps us put a name to your face. And, of course, this podcast is released in edited podcast form on Sundays, so probably tomorrow it'll be able to get an episode of this show. So we already have a big group in the chat room today. Thanks, guys, for joining us. You make the show as interesting as it is. And so we're going to start with talking with Patrick now. And I actually just want to start by asking Patrick to tell us a little bit about himself and the iFroggy Network, and sort of how it's grown over the years, so to speak.
Well, the iFroggy Network is my network of websites. I own all the sites in the network. I think we're up to 22 at this point. The network itself started in 2000. At first, it was just one site, and then I eventually wanted to launch additional sites, and that's how the network idea came about. And from that point, we just launched sites over time. Sites that Phil needs or sites that are in the realms of interest that I am personally interested in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's just how we've grown, site by site, one at a time, to what we are today.
Yeah. You have a lot of things here. So it's not just – obviously there's a number of things about communities, and we're going to talk a bit about those. But you also have things like sports forums, karate forums, Mariano Rivera, whoever that is, Michael Photoshop.
Player.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, communities are a passion for me. So, you know, when I have an idea for a community, I I register a domain name and I try to put it together, and that's really what you see. Sports, I'm a huge sports fan, so sportsforums.net came along, and I was a PHPBB user, and I needed hacks for my PHPBB, so that's how that came along. And and you know, things happen one by one, and have different ideas. Some of the sites aren't necessarily things that I'm really interested in, but just ideas that I thought were good or that would fill needs. Cardiforms.com is an example of that. I've never taken to martial art, but I thought that the site was a good idea. And at the time we started, there wasn't much in that area. And I was talking to a friend who did take the martial arts, and he said, well, you know, that's a good idea. If you don't do it, I'm going to do it. So I stepped up and did it, and he was on my staff for a while, and we created one of the larger martial arts communities online. You know, and at some points, it actually helps me not to know anything about the martial arts, because you know, there's a lot of passionate people in the martial arts, and they have opinions, obviously. Mm-hmm. And it helps, not that I would be biased at any point in time anyway, even if I did know something, but if I don't know anything about the martial arts, then it just allows me to say, you know, I don't know anything, so I can't be biased toward this art or that art. And it kind of helps in that way, as funny as it sounds.
Uh-huh. And you actually been able to keep your forums on there talking about it, unlike David, who wasn't able to keep his Star Trek forum from staying about Star Trek.
Well, it's a challenge to keep things on topic. You know, there has to be some sort of outlet for off-topic things, because that encourages, you know, bonding and members getting to know each other better. But, you know, it's not unheard of to have a community develop off one subject and then turn into something completely different.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me see. I lost my list. Okay, so, of course, in the PHPBB community, you're probably best known for being in charge of PHPBBHacks.com. Tell us a bit about when that started and how it's sort of grown over the years.
Well, like I said, I've managed communities. I've managed communities for years now, since I think late 2000. And you know, I was a PHPBB user. I think the first version I used live was the 1.2 string.
Wow, you're a veteran.
Right, I've been around a while, but you know, I needed hacks for my PHPBB. I wanted to customize it. And at the time, there was no hacks site. There was not anywhere where you could go and, oh, here's a list of hacks that are available. Mm-hmm. So I really created the site out of need more than anything else. I saw that, you know, I needed this. I think other people need this, so I'm going to make it happen. The first site was not database driven. It was static HTML pages that I did myself.
Wow.
It was a lot of work. It was a lot of work, but, you know, I put it in and did the legwork to contact authors and make it all happen and bring everybody together. And really, that's how it started, as out of my own need and just seeing a need that the people had. And it launched in early April of 2001. Mm-hmm. From that point, it's grown, of course. We launched our database-driven site, and it's become more, whatever, modern, advanced, whatever you want to call it. We've grown by submissions and in number, and you know, to become what we are today, which is I hope, PHPBB resource that many, many people find useful, and that's really the goal from day one.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Patrick, how many modular styles, basically, how many hacks do you have on PHPBB hacks now?
Well, total unique downloads is one thing that I can tell you off the top of my head. What that means is it's a download. Anytime we add a unique download to our site, the number goes up. If we update down that download, it doesn't go up because we just update that same file. Now, that's hacks, styles, graphics all together. We're nearing 4,000. We're a couple away.
That's pretty good. You said this actually started in April 2001. So
that's correct.
That was a full year before 2.0.x was released.
That's correct, yes.
Back then, I assume that there was no phpbb.com mod database.
There was not. When we launched, they had a sort of hacks forum. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, people kind of released, talked, discussed, supported, and whatever, but there was no kind of listing or any organized thing. Hacks.phpbb.com actually came later. It wasn't at that point. I'm just looking at the chat room. Mm-hmm. But there was just a forum, and there was no database, so that's kind of how the idea came about.
It's interesting because back when I was on the team, David Smith, who is now also a former member of the team, showed one of the very first templates that they did, and it called it, Smithy DLL, and it actually referred to it as a hack, and it was a very sort of, there wasn't a whole lot of organization to that very, very old template. So PHPBB hacks, in a way, has sort of been there while the teams have at the same time as standardizing things and doing stuff. At the same time, you've been here sort of as the first player in this idea of having a list of ways for people to extend PHPBB sort of beyond what it is.
Right, a database and a dedicated site. That, you know, that's kind of the idea, and mm-hmm. that's how it came about. And, you know, there was, and eventually they set up, like, Paul 3 nines said hacks.phpbb. They did set up a hack site, and you know, it grew from there. But there was no site at the time, so yeah. It was just a neat thing.
It's interesting to see sort of how it's grown. Now, at this, so over time, though, you said you've had phpbb 2. Now, obviously, we've got hacks and styles for phpbb 3 now. One of the things that I personally right. like, and this is partly because on this show I'm known as sort of the as of the person whose heart still goes out to PHPBB 2.
But right, that's what I use right
yeah,
now. So
you guys, you're
Douglas
still using,
is still a little stuck in the past. He hasn't been able to move forward yet.
David's been prodding me. He's been sort of
dragging you.
Exactly.
I've been dragging you.
It's a big undertaking. I know that, you know, I run 7 PHPBB2 powered forms, and they aren't like standard out of the box forms. They have very important functions that either need to be reproduced in PHPBB3 through hacks, or in a couple cases they have been added. Mm-hmm. But in many cases, we have features that have to be written for hacks before we can move forward. And I'm going to work to make that happen in the future. But there's going to be a full review of what we use and what features we need, and then I'm going to go through it from that perspective and just get all those features we need. And also, there has to be content that has to be converted, like a photo album. So there's a lot of considerations that have to go into converting an established site.
Yeah, that's one thing that for whenever there's a big update like that, if you are one of the people who have heavily modded boards, you are in effect kind of stuck in the past in that way.
Right.
Until a lot of things happen, because that is a major undertaking to be able to have an upgrade path for all of the extras that you've done, as opposed to someone
right.
who has sort of a virgin, you know, vanilla PHPBB2 board, which can update like that, you know. So.
Right. It is. It's definitely a challenge.
Yeah, even there's, you know, there's a lot of mods that, for example, attachments and subforms mods and stuff like that, that can easily convert from PHP2. But I know there's a lot, you know, like you're talking about a photo album. There's a lot of people that are waiting on, for example, Francis's photo gallery mod to become available. And he has a upgrade script for the what was that popular PHP2 photo album mod called, Douglas?
Photo album add-on by Smarter.
Yep.
Yes.
That was it.
He has an upgrade script for that, so a lot of people have been able to convert their PHPBB2 boards with photo galleries because of that. But so do you plan on upgrading to PHPBB3 in the future, sometime in the future, once all those hacks can be upgraded?
Definitely. I have a lot of things to do, and it's just one of those things that's going to come up. And also, I try to apply similar features to all my sites. Obviously, there's some differences. Not every site needs a photo album. But as far as, especially the administrative section of it is concerned, that those features really are on all my sites. So I'm going to roll it out site by site, but I hope to create a base in the software in PHPBB3 with hacks already installed to install on each one, and then from there, customize them to their unique needs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And to answer the Paul stated that there's no update from CH categories hierarchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not, but the categories hierarchy left a lot of stuff intact, so you can still upgrade with categories hierarchy. You just have to restructure your hierarchy, but it will still update if you have that mod installed.
Of course, I'm going to mention before we continue that. If you're in the chat room, we'd love to and you have any questions, you'd like to ask, you know, Patrick, you can feel free to type them. We're going to try to keep them, you know, within a respectful type of environment. However, I wanted to briefly mention something I glossed over accidentally. Some of your other websites, because you have actually more than this phpbbhacks.com. You've got a blog you recently started called managingcommunities.com. You have a forum called communityadmins.com. So it's a lot of general stuff for helping, you know, administrators start up their own communities.
Right. With phpbbhacks.com, the focus is often on the technical and you know, the code behind the community.
Mm-hmm.
Community management is something, like I said before, I think that I'm really, really passionate about. It's something that I've spent a long time doing and have developed a lot of strategies and insight and experience. And And really, I wanted to start a community where people could discuss community management, not necessarily with the technical side, more of the management side, interpersonal side, managing your staff, dealing with users, setting guidelines and enforcing them. So really, I'm trying to launch a few sites that cover that, that need, and a need that I have myself. I mean, I like to talk about community management and to bounce ideas off other people. CommunityMins.com serves that purpose because it's a community for community administrators. Mm-hmm. ManagingCommunities.com is just my community management blog. I started just recently, basically just talking about things that happen in the management of my community. You know, if I have some lunatic spam 50 times today, maybe I'll talk about that. If I, you know, or I may pull something out of my history, or I may, you know, talk about some sort of abstract concept, but it's really all about community management.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. David, if you have anything you want to throw in, feel free to throw stuff in. So, phpbhacks.com, you also have templates and styles on there, as well as graphics. Were those back there when you first started phpbbhacks.com, or have those sort of moved in since?
When we first started phpbbhacks.com, I'm trying to think, but you know, the Wayback Machine might be useful for this, but it may have been just hacks. I mean, they didn't have, you know, back, see, this is PHPBB1. There really wasn't templates and styles. There wasn't. So, those things weren't done. So it was really just hacks.
Yeah.
Now, eventually we saw the need for graphics, and I may have even had it from the start. I don't know, because it's, smileys have always been a part of PHPBB.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've accounted for those for a long time, and rank images and those sorts of things.
I don't think
they were a part of it at the very start, but soon after.
All the things that you say that I'm still kind of behind, I do not know anything about PHPBB1. So,
yeah.
In a way, Patrick is actually a resident veteran here, so.
Yeah, he really is, and knows a little bit more about the history than certainly you or I do.
Yes. David was even after, you know, PHPBB2, sort of.
So. Yeah, I had a PHPBB2 forum or a couple of them, but I didn't mod for them. I didn't like the code. I didn't like going in and looking at the code. But when I saw PHPBB3 and I looked at the code, I really liked it, and so I started modding for it. And so I really kind of, say, grew up with PHPBB on PHPBB3. So I know everything about PHPBB3 and nothing about any previous version.
Well, I'm a scared of the PHPBB3 code, and I'm the one that modded for the PHPBB2 code, because I like that. It was a lot easier.
Speaking of PHPBB3, Patrick, what are your – well, let me ask you this first. Have you followed PHPBB3 and subsequently 3.2 development?
I have followed it from a casual perspective. You know, I read phpbb.com a little bit, mostly the announcements forum, and I've watched it through that, and I've talked to people and monitored it a little bit. I've used phpbb3 privately. I've just messing around with it the other day, actually. I've taken a look at the admin panel, and I have that understanding of it. I haven't really looked at PHPBB 3.2 yet. I try not to get too into the future with it, just because there's so many things to worry about right now.
Smart move, I'd say.
It's definitely something looking forward to, but it's not PHPBB 3.2. Is it something I'm intimately familiar with? But PHPBB 3, I have a casual understanding of.
So now, have you created many mods or hacks for PHPBB 2?
I have not created any hacks. I can't program.
Oh,
that comes as a surprise to some, but really, I made a choice a long time ago, and that choice was either I was going to start and manage the sites, or I was going to program them. And really, it's hard to do both. Some can do it, but it's not something that you can do across an entire network usually.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I decided that I would really focus on management and dealing with people and maintenance of the site, making sure that the content stays on point, updated, making sure that details are taken care of, not just design and aesthetics, but also, you know, just the content itself, the, as far as being appropriate, inappropriate, advertising, you know, everything that goes into managing a site. And that's a pretty big job in itself for just phpbbhacks.com, but then when you apply it to the entire network, it's even larger. So I have friends that help me and programmers that I know, and I've always had programmers on my team, and you know, I've had, you know, authors from, of the PHPBB books were on my team. One of them actually in the chat room right now, Jared Smith, who wrote Building Online Communities with Drupal, PHPBB, and WordPress. He was a very early team member. And so I really have rely on the knowledge of people that know what they're talking about. I try not to be an expert on everything. And that even applies to like karateforums.com. I don't do the martial arts, but I have a team that does. So I can put something out to them and say, you know, is this consistent with what is in the martial arts world? And they'll tell me, and then I'll make the appropriate determination based upon that.
Mm-hmm. Could you talk a bit about how you talk? You told us a bit about, you know, what it was like when PHPBB Hacks got started. How has it sort of grown in the last 7 years? Over PHPBB 2 being out for like 5 years, and then most recently with PHPBB 3's release, how have you sort of seen the community and PHPBB Hacks in general sort of expand?
Well, I'm used to it by now, but I was really amazed by the growth of PHPBBHacks.com, and I'm still amazed in some aspects because just the sheer number of people that come to the site and how they find it and how it gets spread around and the word of mouth that happens, it's really amazing, and it's a wonderful thing to watch when you create something and really with the help of others to create a resource that people freely link to and that recommend to people and that's posted on, you know, programming web development forums.
You are actually
off top.
PHPBB Hacks, by the way, is actually like the very first link on the PHPBB Wikipedia article. It has external links, and after the PHPBB.com links, you're the very first sort of third-party link listed on that page on Wikipedia.
Right. I didn't have anything to do with that. I know there was a very, very fierce Wikipedia political fight on that, but yeah. I didn't have anything to do with that.
Yeah.
I think these things come to us because we work very hard and try to provide something, and I think that if you work hard, then people will notice. You know, whether that's being that we were the number two link on Google for PHPBB before they started showing Wikipedia up high for everything.
Yeah.
We on the Wikipedia page, Yahoo created a PHPBB directory originally because there was PHPBB.com and us, so there was two sites, so they could create a directory.
You're number five right
so,
now.
So you know, there's a lot of cool things that have been done.
PHPBB Hacks actually on Google has a higher ranking than Area 51 and open source.
Right, I don't
CMS.
Think that's crazy.
Yeah, but I think it makes sense because PHPBB Hacks, I'll admit this, I actually learned about PHPBBHacks.com back when I was brand new to PHPBB. I learned about PHPBBHacks.com before I had any idea that there was a mod database on PHPBB.com.
That's cool, and I don't think that's unheard of, and I think that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, there's a lot of things that PHPBB.com and PHPBBHacks.com can do, and really they both foster the growth of the PHPBB community, and I think that's a great thing.
Mm-hmm. Plus, I think, you know, you're talking about how it really became popular with PHPBB. A lot of it has to do with the fact that it really kind of grew up with PHPBB and being the initial database for hacks. You know, it was where everybody had to go before they went to phpbb.com for those hacks. You know, so if you wanted something more than your normal board, you had to go to phpbbhacks.com.
Yeah.
Right. We provide something tangible, something useful for people to use. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There are actually a lot of instances where you will find people who are very well-known mod authors on the phpbb.com mod database. They also have their mods on phpbbhacks.com, including a few team members that I know.
Right.
I think you even mentioned that Acid Burn was once on work with phpbb hacks.
Yeah, he was one of my staff members long before he was, in the PHPBB team, and now he's a lead developer. So, I mean, there are ties between the site, whatever anybody wants to say. They run pretty deep.
Mm-hmm. Remember that? Mm-hmm. He had his attachment mod, which is now built into PHPBB 3, which was – attachment mod –
And really, I think – I'm sorry.
Yeah, attachment mod probably would be counted as, if not the most popular PHPBB 2 mod, one of the most popular PHPBB 2.
Right. Acid wrote that hack. I mean, that's one of the biggest hacks in PHPBB 2's history. I mean, there's an assortment of hacks that really reached a lot of people, and that's definitely one of them. you know, I think that the fact that phpdb.com staff members, some of them have hacks on phpdbhacks.com, I think that's a great thing. You know, I always welcome anyone to come and to submit their hacks and or their theme styles, downloads, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's something that's gone on for a very long time between the two sites, and really that's a great thing for me. I want them to do so, and you know, I've always encouraged people to add their hacks wherever they like at both the .com and at phpdbhacks.com, and I think that's best for the community as a whole as well.
Yeah. One thing go ahead, David.
This is kind of a strange question because I know you've been around PHPBB so long, but why did you choose PHPBB over any other bulletin board software?
David always asks this question.
Good question. No, that's a good question. That should be a standard question.
Yeah.
Really, this is back, end of 2000, right? And back then, there weren't as many options as there are now. There was, I think Icon Board was back then, that precursor to iEnvision Power Board. And, it was the early versions of vBulletin, and there was UBB, like Paul just said. And those were both pay, and I didn't want to pay. You know, I was kind of starting out back then, and I wouldn't want to pay now, really, because all the communities I run, it would add up.
Oh, yeah.
And so I looked over the options that were available, and I decided that PHPBB was the best option for me. And I installed it, and the first, you know, everyone has to start somewhere. The first time I installed it, I literally had to be walked through the installation step by step because I had no idea what was going on. And this was the first time that I had really used MySQL databases back at the end of 2000. So, it was the best option, and I decided to use it and never looked back.
And things, by the way, were kind of different in terms of PHPBB installation than what it is now.
They were definitely different, yeah.
Yes.
Right, very
PHPBB
different.
PHPBB 1.
It's a long time ago, and there's still PHPBB 1s out there running.
Yeah, sure.
You know, on big boards, bigdashboards.com, they have a few PHPBBs on there that are based on PHPBB 1, and you can see it. And it's funny to look back at it, but, you know, hey, people are still using it.
You have to give me a link to that because I'm still trying to find a PHPBB 1. You know, sort of look at a forum before SubSilver.
I can do that right now.
Before SubSilver changed everything, you know.
Right. Yeah. They used to come with these two styles, this tan beige one, and then the standard one, and I think there might have been one or two else. And it was, you know, I'll say this: it was easy to change the colors on it because it was so simple.
Uh-huh.
And I always liked that I could put in a few things, and boom, I'm done. And it always seemed pretty easy to customize to me, even though it may not have been the most beautiful thing, you know, as from a coder's perspective.
Mm-hmm. Techie Michael just joined.
David's always out there looking for him. Every time he comes on, you mention him.
I didn't just start a question of which is better, which forum software is better. I see something starting in the chat room. No.
The chat room can do what
that's
they
not,
want.
That's not a wise debate, okay? Everyone has to use – they're all good. You know, as long as the manager is good, then the community will be good.
No, the chat room can do whatever the heck they want. I don't really care what the chat room wants to do. Because especially when the team members are voting for vBulletin, then we know that we're getting in trouble there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have everybody here is going to be strong PHPBB fans anyway.
Yeah.
But I had one of the things the teams like to do is they look around for old stuff. And we find a lot of PHPBB 1 forums and we're like, oh boy, you know, don't give the link out to those because they're so vulnerable now. Because PHPBB was originally developed in a time when the internet was a safer place, when everybody didn't go around hacking everything. And that's why PHPBB 2 was developed the way it was. Security was not, a huge number one priority because it really wasn't a wide issue. But because PHPBB 3 didn't come out by the time that did become an issue, you know, PHPBB 3 development took a lot longer than everybody expected, then the internet has evolved into this, you know, now its security is really an issue. And so that's why PHPBB kind of had a bad reputation, and I think it's mainly because PHPBB 3 did not come out soon enough.
Right, I think that may be part of it, but I've never really agreed with that bad reputation stuff. I mean, this stuff happens. This is life. It's happened to other scripts. You know, what's important is that it gets patched, and it gets patched expeditiously as possible. And I've always thought that a pretty good job has been done about that. And the reputation as far as the software itself, and I get sick of it. I get sick of reading it. I'm a moderator at SidePoint, which is a pretty good sized web development community. And, you know, it's something that just gets repeated. You know, PHPV is bad. Don't use it because its security is bad. And it's really just it's a cop-out at this point.
Right. Well, you know, and I think it was all because of that one issue back in 2005. And it's kind of sad that they're still tying it in with the software now. But, you know, that's, you know, when you get a bad reputation for that, it's kind of hard to shake that, which is unfortunate. But, you know, a lot of good things came because of it. But PHPV was so popular, and that really was the reason that it received a bad reputation. You know, I think because, you know, it just hit everybody. Everybody was affected by it. You know, you had the Santee worm, yeah, for example.
Well, right, and, you know, these big issues.
Mm-hmm. And like Jeff was saying, PHPV3 really, it was developed with the starting point, the stance of security is first priority. Security is first priority, and everything else, usability even comes second to security. You know, because it really, the internet is just that way now. If you don't have a secure site, then you can't have a successful product. If you don't have a secure software, you can't have a successful product. So that's why security is first and foremost, and usability comes second.
Now, one thing that Patrick and I had a chance to talk about briefly was sort of some of the differences just in sort of I call it philosophy between phpbb.com's mod database and phpbbhacks.com. And of course, David with his thing, no, phpbb.com, they like to validate everything, and they have lots of high standards and all these things. Whereas phpbbhacks.com, you had told me something like that. You guys think it's important for allow the mod author to be able to take charge of the code and being able to. Could you talk elaborate a little bit more on how phpbbhacks works in sort of its control of what the mod author is able to do?
Sure. You know, I think validation can be a great thing, and there's nothing, I have nothing against it. You know, I'm glad that phpbb.com provides that service to the community. Mm-hmm. Difference with phpbbhacks.com is really, you know, something that we've been doing from the start is to really allow authors to take charge of and be responsible for their downloads and what's in their .zip files. You know, we allow them to, and I mean that in the true sense of the word, to take responsibility and to be accountable for what's in their packages. Mm-hmm. You know, this is open source software, and I think that's something that some authors appreciate. And that's not to say we won't change something that's in their .zip file. If there's a problem, if there's an issue, if there is some sort of inappropriate content in there, we won't hesitate to go in there and fix it or pull it and let the author know. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we really do believe that they can be responsible for their creations.
Now, do you, when a mod author submits, or a hack author, whatever you call it, submits something to phpbbhacks.com, do you guys review it in any sort of way, or does it go right on the site or something like that?
Right. Hack mod doesn't matter. You can say whatever you want. I just use hack because it's a part of my vocabulary at this point.
I was on the mod team, so I'm used to saying mod. So
right.
There you go.
Feel free. I don't care. Feel free. Yeah. Now, if with the submissions, they don't just go right onto our website. Mm-hmm. I review, and this is actually this has been true since day one, and this is a time-consuming part of the site, is I personally review all the submissions myself.
Wow.
And I look at the submission as far as what is in, I read everything in there. So the hack title, description, everything they put, I make sure that the submission is accurate, description-wise, title-wise, you know, whatever you want to say, that, you know, it's consistent with other downloads in our database, that it's grammatically consistent, that the authors, everything is correct, any related hacks are linked to, and that, you know, the download itself is taken from wherever it's hosted and it's uploaded to our server. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's kind of how I review it. Like I said, we don't really go after what's in the zip file as far as, you know, the description or how it's formatted necessarily. If we want them to have an understandable hack description and understandable installation instructions,
yes.
How they accomplish that is up to them. And, you know, if they follow the phppb.com template, as many do, that's great. Mm-hmm. You know, it works well. Some of them might have used something a little modified from that, and that also works well. So, you know, as long as they put out a hack that works and that it's understandable and the installation instructions are understandable, then that's good by us.
So you may not necessarily have a specified template, but you do want to make sure that the installation instructions are at least intelligible.
Absolutely. We don't want to have anything that's that if it's confusing, and you know, I always encourage people to tell me these things. If you find something that's wrong, you know, we're visited by thousands and thousands of people every day, of course. So if something's wrong, I find out.
Yes.
And I always encourage reports. I encourage them in links on the site, on the download, in my signature, everywhere. And I handle those reports personally as well. And, you know, I read everything that's sent to me. And if there's a problem, it's always investigated and taken care of as soon as possible. And I work with my team to accomplish that and to identify problems and also to fix them as needed.
Mm-hmm. So now, basically my question is this, do you basically rely on community feedback to ensure that mods or hacks that are uploaded to PHPBB hacks don't have something like a vulnerability, or even where they might install a virus or a vulnerability into the site that they are being installed into?
Right. Well, we rely on authors. If you want to say rely on, really, it's authors. Like I said, really, we really allow them to be responsible for and accountable for their package. So, you know, I don't want to say expect, but we entrust in them the ability to run their hack or their template, graphic, whatever, as they see fit. And that's a part of creating the hack, obviously, is writing the code and checking it. And, you know, these are people who can program and people who can competently run a project, mostly. So we really rely on them, if anyone else. And another thing that's important to note is that every hack that's installed, every download that's on phppbhacks.com is on my personal computer. And my personal computer scans, obviously, .zip files that come down. Mm-hmm. And obviously, my definitions are up to date. So as far as viruses, you know, any of that really hasn't happened. But that would get weeded out, most likely. And
right. Well, what I mean is basically, okay, let's say I could do is I can create them. What's that?
Is that what you're saying? And they embed something. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, not embed the actual virus, but you can easily, you know, I can, right. Even a mod author, not everybody, especially mod authors, not everybody's going to be trustworthy. They're going to, you know, sometimes you may create a mod, or a mod author may create a mod for the purpose of being able to hack the particular site that installed that mod later down the road. And right. So, for example, let's say even as in a virus sense, you know, they could have a mod where they're programmed to grab a virus and automatically download it to a computer through IE once the mod is installed on a particular board. Yeah, the virus is not going to be packaged in the mod itself, but the mod would enable a virus to be downloaded through the site by installing the mod.
Right. You know, that sort of thing is always possible with any submission to any site, and it's always possible that it could get listed. Now, as far as it happening, it hasn't happened. That's not to say it won't. It might. But, you know, submissions are not just glossed over and, you know, passed on. There's some level of scrutiny in there as far as, you know, if something looks a little strange, if something appears to be suspicious, then it'll be looked into. I mean, usually with someone who – I've been dealing with people online for a long time, like I said, managing communities for a long time. And usually when someone wants to do something like that, they won't use their own site or they won't use a personal domain name that is associated with them as a PHPBB author. You know, that because then they would obviously identify themselves as someone who is – doing this sort of thing, and then they obviously would further not be allowed to submit to the database if it was shown to be something that they had intended to do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, these submissions aren't just glossed over. There is a level of discretion in there that is checked, that the submission is checked with. It's not, this code itself isn't, we don't rigorously scrutinize the code. We're allowed, like I said, allow the authors to take charge of the download and be responsible for it. And if an author proves his or herself to be incapable or untrustworthy, which really hasn't happened, to be honest, then that author will, there will be repercussions for that author. You know, with the responsibility to take care of your download comes repercussions if you fail in that responsibility.
And as a reminder, mm-hmm. whoever's installing the hacks or mods is always, always, always encouraged to back up their stuff before they do so.
Right. So. And that's the case with anything. Whenever you install anything, you should always do that.
As a reminder.
Yeah. And of course, that particular issue where I was giving an example is not very common, although it's possible. I haven't seen it myself either.
I'm sorry.
The more common problems that I see are where authors, are really not that great at coding and don't know a lot about security, and they code a lot of vulnerabilities in their mods on accident. And we see this all the time. We see mods with incredibly huge holes and vulnerabilities in their mods, and that are put in there. And a lot of times people don't see them, but then they'll be installed on a site, and they could be installed on there for over a year, and then all of a sudden they get hacked. And of course the author's not going to come back to phpbhacks.com and say, hey, you're vulnerable. A mod I downloaded from you was vulnerable. They'll come back to phpbb.com, and they usually blame phpbb.com directly for a particular mod, whether or not it's in our mod database, in the mods and development forum, or they got it from another site. It's still related to phpbb, so they always come back to us.
Sometimes.
Yeah. My next question was, do you ensure that a mod is stable before you put it on PHPB Hacks, or do you allow also in-development mods on PHPB Hacks?
No in-development mods at all. That's we did with the only time we would do that is we opened the database up for starting with PHPBB 3.0 point, I think, RC2. And we allow people to submit downloads to our database for that, and obviously those could be non-stable. We also encourage people not to use PHPBB 3RC or any of the RCs in a live environment. But if they wanted to do it, then we provided them with some resources for it. Now, once it reached 3.0 status, absolutely not. Every download has to have reached a stable release, and that applies to PHPBB 2 as well. We don't take pre-release versions. There may be a couple in the database from years ago, but that have over time proven themselves to be useful and widely used. But no, everything is stable release.
Now, you've talked a lot about the things that you do personally on phpbhacks.com. Are you doing everything on there, or do you hopefully have like a number of other moderators or staff members that help you out?
Well, it's important to keep in mind that with phpbhacks.com, no matter what we do, and this is how it should be, people go to phpbb.com. Most people find it first. Uh-huh. Not all, but some, and most, rather. And as such, phpbb.com has a higher capability to grow their staff, whereas we have, let's say, a little less resources and less people to pull from, because I like to pull people out of my community if I can, always.
Yeah.
And that pretty much is always how it goes. So we do have a smaller staff and obviously a smaller output.
You do have some staff,
so
which is good.
Do have staff, yeah, but their focus is really on the forums and the moderation of the forums, mm-hmm. and helping people. That's really their focus, although they do help with other things sometimes. Whether that be maintaining a template's demo or, helping to update a template to a newer version.
Mm-hmm.
So they do help with those things, but really their focus is the forums, and we do have less resources, and we really our users in the community, non-staff members, are also very helpful as well, beyond just staff. So it's really a team environment between the two groups to kind of help people and help them solve their issues.
Yeah, I'm looking at your forums right now. It's a very active forums. Now, obviously not quite as close to phpbb.com's own community, but you have a lot of I don't think anyone comes that close, but you have a lot of discussion there. It looks like a lot about phpbb, phpbb 3 hacks, template styles. You actually have one here for discussions of portals for phpbb 2.
Right.
And actually,
that was something that was just added out of need. People were interested in talking about PHPBB 2 portals, and it seemed like it made sense to group them all together.
Yeah, PHPBB, and you actually have a regular forum in here called PHPBB Review for people to post their sites. We run PHPBB and get suggestions for improvement.
Right. Yep. That's correct.
So, what's it like, sort of working with the community at phpbbhacks.com? What's the community like? I guess I'm trying to say.
Well, our community has always been founded on, very firmly on respect, and it's And it goes beyond what maybe most communities online do, in that we really don't want people to speak to each other in an inflammatory manner. We don't want people to bait people or to say things that don't add to the discussion outside of adding hostility. And we encourage that through our user guidelines, which are enforced by the staff and also myself, of course. And, you know, they are kept to 100%. If there's a post that violates your guidelines, it's removed. The posts are read and any violations are taken care of. And through those guidelines, which are kind of a vision statement, you could say, for the community, through those guidelines, we've created an environment of friendly, respectful assistance. And, you know, that's kind of what it's all about. And it's going to be that way because our guidelines require it that way. And that's really what the site's always been about, is that respect in helping people, you know, whoever it is, whatever their skill set or knowledge level be, you know, you always help them respectfully or don't help them at all. And that's kind of how we have gone about our business, and that's what you can expect from the community. And if you don't find that, then let me know and I'll take care of it.
All right. There's a big discussion going on in the chat room that I'm going to have to address
here. Oh, dear. All right. We paused this interview for a brief intermission to talk about
bathroom break.
take a breath, Patrick. Get yourself a glass of water or something.
I already have one. I'm prepared.
Yeah. We have a very active chat room today. There's quite a few people in it today. I think everybody was looking forward to hearing Patrick speak, and I know it's a very interesting discussion. I certainly enjoy him having. Jeffro 2.0 is actually in the chat room. He had joined us once before, or a couple times before, I think, asking questions, and I've spoken with him on a podcast before. But anyway, he has spoken to me about the fact that RSS is lacking in 3.0, PHP 3.0. RSS feed syndication is lacking in 3.0, and so his question on the chat was, will PHP 3.2 have syndication capabilities in it? And of course, Paul's answer was maybe. Answer is yes, it will be in 3.2. At least that's the plan right now. 3.2. They do have plans to have RSS feeds, syndication, Atom feeds, and stuff like that. The benefits are, of course, that you can use RSS for pulling it onto your blog. You can use it as basically an extension to the API, even to other sites that you may have that are not, you know, that can't access the information directly from your site, that you may be able to use RSS for things like that. And, of course, the benefit of having RSS on your site, syndication on your site, is a huge bonus. Mm-hmm.
Right,
3.0 didn't have it, and I think it's because, you know, it was in development. 3.0 was in development for a long time, and RSS kind of came along after. Well, it didn't come along after, but it really became popular after 3.0 got going.
They wanted to get 3.0 released, so to speak, if you know what I mean.
I don't even know about that. I guess I was mildly surprised it wasn't in there, just because of the day and age we live in and the fact that, you know, other form softwares, not that PHPBB should copy any other form softwares, but RSS is such a big thing these days, and it's all about getting people the content in their own sort of window, and even if that's excerpt content, it serves as kind of a latest post notification, and it's really being used more and more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and certainly I think a lot of large – I mean, you see most large, really large and successful sites have RSS feeds, and it's because, you know, people nowadays have RSS readers. They have – Google is an RSS reader, but they have their RSS readers on their computers, and so when they want to see the updates from a site, you know, instead of browsing directly to the site, they may, view the RSS feed right in their reader, and then, you know, based on what they see there, go to the site and read more about a particular article or post or something like that. And so, but anyway, you know, 3.0, its development process was so long, it was kind of like, well, you know, you add it in the middle, you're adding something big. So, you know, it was like, okay, let's release 3.0, and then at 3.2, they revisited it and said, okay, you know, looks like they're going to add it in 3.2, which will be a huge thing, mm-hmm. I think.
Yes.
And, you know, certainly I don't imagine that all site admins will want to install that,
yeah.
But, you know, it will be an option, I'm sure an on-off option where they can turn it on if needed or turn it off if they don't want it.
They do it as a perform basis, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, by the way, that actually has been in high demand, when they actually a mod that I once tried but never got off the ground was, you know, all these platforms are having widgets. you know, or gadgets between Google, Microsoft, Apple, Yahoo, whatever you're naming. If you have an RSS way to do syndication, then all of a sudden you could actually have your own, like if you want, like a widget for your own site on these various places too. So.
Mm-hmm. That's true. There's a lot of things you can do with RSS. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that it offers, and really, it's not just a matter of convenience for people. You don't have to offer it, but really, it's also a matter of it could even be looked at as marketing or promotion, in that it'll help bring people to the site as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, someone's
on this good,
but no, folks. Even though they are going to do RSS, they are not doing a quick reply.
PHBBB will not become a CMS, a content management system. For those that don't know, CMS. That is really not the purpose of PHPBB at all. That's for things like Joomla and Drupal and things like that, which are really dedicated to being a CMS and building around that with plugins and you know, a blog and stuff like that. But PHPBB is a bulletin board software. It's not a content management system. Yes, you can make a content management system sort of out of it. For example, your site can really do great to build around the PHPBB3 framework. It really has a great API to work with, and they're improving that even more in 3.2. And of course, the addition of syndication will allow you to extend the API across domains if you need to. It of course allows you to build widgets for Mac OS X, gadgets for Windows Vista. Then of course, Google and Yahoo have their own sort of widget thingies that we'll be able to utilize that as well. So, you know, it really does open up a lot of options. Paul talks about a secret mod database posting API. Yeah.
Okay.
But yes, it will open up a lot of options, but it will not become a CMS.
Okay. Let's get back to talking with Patrick. Now, David, did you have anything else you wanted to ask him regarding phpbbhacks.com? Or anyone in the chat room?
Now, there's been a lot of – I guess it kind of goes back to a question I meant to ask a little bit earlier. You know what? I'm not going to ask that question because I think it was sort of addressed before. So.
Okay. Let me see. Before we got sidetracked a little bit, I thought I was going to ask a bit about something. Okay, Patrick, we are having brain blocks, so we're having a podcast interviewer's block. But anyway, definitely I would say that if you were – now, I know that there are some people that post – do their mods on phpbb.com. There's some people that do their mods just on phpbbhacks.com. If you were to ask me, I think it would not be a bad idea to put them on both. On phpbb.com, you got, you know, all the validation and stuff like that, but phpbbhacks.com is also a very vibrant community and a very well-known place to go find mods and styles and things like that for phpbb2 and phpbb3. And you also notice that for styles, I actually have named a couple of styles that are on phpbbhacks.com, mostly because I'm still waiting for the styles database on phpbb.com to get back active again. So...
An update on that, it is nearly complete. It is very close to completion. And I think we should start seeing some styles in the mod database or in the styles database here very soon.
Mm-hmm. But one of the main reasons I wanted to
Igor, we're waiting on Igor to finish it.
One of the reasons I wanted to have Patrick gone to talk about phpbbhacks.com is because it really is a very significant part of the greater PHPBB community. Sort of, you know, you won't find very much about it on phpbb.com specifically, but I wanted to be able to have Patrick on to sort of enlighten us a bit more about PHPBB hacks. And I've certainly learned a couple of things about the site that I did not know before. It's just sort of helping me see it in a bit of a new light, so to speak. So, and one of the things I mentioned that phpbb.com does not do, and actually maybe you can talk about this, PHPBB Hacks actually has contests and sort of like a Hack of the Year or some kind of award. Tell us a bit about the awards that you guys do on PHPBB Hacks every year.
Well, the PHPDBHacks.com awards program was inspired in part by awards programs that are held at other sites and, you know, in other communities where you have awards like Member of the Year or Post Thread of the Year and those sorts of things. And really with PHPDBHacks.com, we had a unique opportunity where we could, instead of just making it around the content and the forums of the community, we have, you know, the largest database of PHPDB-related downloads on the internet. So we can actually come up with an awards program that can honor the authors and the people who create these packages and also allow our visitors to name their top hack author or their top hack of the year and that sort of thing. And that's kind of how it came about. And we started, we really start with the nomination process where members send in their nominations for each category. And then from those nominations, we have ballots that are posted on our forums, and then those ballots turn into winners eventually.
Yeah.
And, you know, we honor people in categories like Hack Author of the Year, Hack of the Year, Style Author of the Year, Staff Member of the Year. We also do PHPB of the Year, which is a vote of our featured PHPB award winners for the year. We run another award monthly called Featured PHPB. It's, it highlights a nice PHPB every month of the year, and we've been doing that since February of 2002, I think. And from that, we just kind of fleshed it out to a full awards program. In addition to the member or the visitor component to it, we also do a top 10 hack authors of the year and top 5 style or template authors of the year. Those are put together by myself. It takes hours and hours and hours, but I carefully review all of the author submissions for the past year, both new submissions and update submissions. And from that and whatever other factors that they may do on our community, I name the top 10 and the top 5. And, you know, it's just a way to honor authors for the work that they do and highlight and provide special recognition to those that deserve it. There's always more people that deserve it that don't get it, but there's only so many slots.
Speaking of people that deserve it, yeah, I was saying that the chat room seems to be not wanting to nominate themselves for your own award. and I was actually going to, I was going to drop a little bit of a hint. You know, there's this forum called Star Trek Guide, you know, or featured of the month. Hint, 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 you know.
Yeah, well, there's actually a page on that. It's at phpbbhacks.com/feature/phpbbinfo.php, and that tells you who wins the PHPBB award. I'll take the hint, but we don't really take suggestions from people.
Yeah.
But I take the hint.
PHPBBinfo.php is in?
I'm sorry. I'll put a link in the chat.
Do that. Okay. Okay.
It's a little long, so it's, you know.
Out of curiosity, since you do all this stuff, I just thought I'd ask. Do you do this as a full-time thing, or do you have some kind of other way you make money, you know, to sort of survive with all the stuff that you do on PHPBB?
I'm not sure if I'm still connected to the chat room. I just entered something that didn't come up. But anyway, to answer your question, it would have to be a full-time thing because it is a full-time thing. You know, the iFroggy Network is my full-time job, really. You could say it's what I do. It's what I like to do. It's my profession. And it's just become that over time. Mm-hmm. It was something that I wanted to do. I did full-time
you're
thing.
You're not in the chat room, by the way.
I know. When it clicked off, I don't know. I'm coming back right now.
Okay, I don't know what that was that happened. But they wanted to – they were asking, so do I get income from phpbbhacks.com then?
No, you don't. So. It's – you know, to run a site of this caliber takes – it's a full-time job, you know?
Well,
and, you know, it's really a challenging project to say that I really have dedicated, I could say a year and a half of my life to this site, just straight up hours wise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been that kind of one man undertaking with the help of my staff and people. And, you know, it's quite a project. It's a big project for just a small team to do, but we've managed to do it. And the iFroggy Network as a whole is what I spend my time on. It's really more than a full-time thing. I mean, this is not a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah,
you know?
Well,
this is a full day, all day, every waking moment sort of thing. And, you know, it's quite a challenge.
Jeff Rowe recommends that you outsource phpbhacks.com to India.
Well, you know, if India came along and had an attractive offer with people I could trust to do it right, then, you know, hey.
They always have an attractive offer.
Not really.
Offer,
I'd never do that. I'd never do that.
They always have an attractive offer, but debatably something you could trust. We're not sure about that.
To turn it over, to have it, really, and to turn it, to allow anyone else to do it, and really, there are, my staff does help with things. My staff has been very helpful, and I've had a lot of great people, like Jared, that have helped the site tremendously. But for someone to actually spend hours and hours every day on the site and do it 100% right, it takes the right kind of person and also someone who can, you know, give those hours. And that's not an easy thing to find.
So, Patrick, does the site pay for itself? I mean, how do you get paid to do that?
It does pay for itself.
Okay.
It's advertised because obviously we don't charge for anything. I mean, there's advertising and that's how things get paid for and money's generated.
Yeah, okay.
We're just curious.
We were a little confused there.
Are you in like a cardboard box somewhere over in wherever in North Carolina?
Well, it has a window, though.
Open Wi-Fi.
So. It does have a window. I kind of miss someone else's Wi-Fi from down the street, so yeah. No, I live somewhere.
Good. Just making sure.
I have a roof over my head.
Yes. And, okay, all right. So, phpbhacks.com, one other thing we wanted to chat with Patrick. And
sorry,
he wanted
to back to save my life.
Yeah. So, yeah, Patrick actually wanted us to mention, he actually has a new book coming out. It's called in late April. It's called Managing Online Forums, Everything You Need to Know to Create and Run Successful Community Discussion Boards. And you can find that at managingonlineforums.com. We wanted to ask Patrick, to tell us a bit about this new book that he's got.
Well, as we've discussed, managing communities is really something that is a great passion of mine. It's something I've spent a lot of time on, and a big part of my job. And I've enjoyed running communities and dealing with people and managing staffs. I've done it since 2000. And over that time, I've collected a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge, a lot of, you know, just general experience. And through the book, I really wanted to pass that on to other people with the hope that, you know, when they deal with these things, they'll be better equipped for it. I had the idea for the book in 2003, and that's from there. It's just been writing it out, structuring it, finding a publisher, and going through that whole process, which is a very, very long and drawn-out process, to get the book out there. And if anyone is interested in managing communities or already does, I think this is a wonderful, wonderful book. It's mine, so, you know,
yes.
Take that as you want. But
I hope
I hope that a lot of people will find it useful. And I think that they will, whether they're new or they're experienced, there's a lot of things in there that you can consider and think about it's all real world in use things. These are things that happen every day on the iFroggy network. These are situations I've dealt with head on. Mm-hmm. There's real guidelines in there, real contact templates, real situations, real examples for you to draw from. And that's really what the book is all about.
Someone in the chat room asked if it was just about PHPBV or in general, and then we got like six people saying in general.
Right, that is correct. I'm trying to get back to the chat room, yeah. But that is correct. It is an in-general community management book. PHPBB is mentioned in it.
Uh-huh.
PHPBB.com is mentioned in it.
Although, your biography here that says that you actually did write the foreword for a book someone else wrote a while back called Building Online Communities with PHPBB.
That's correct.
You said, yeah, so, and you've done a number of other things for PHP things.
Right, I have, the first PHPBB book was co-authored by Jeremy Rogers, better known as Thule, a very popular person in the PHPBB community. He's done tons of stuff, and that was the first book was co-authored by him, Mike Lothar, and Stefan Stoyanov. And then, you know, they had other books on PHPBB over time that I've helped with, but that book I did write the foreword on, and it was really an honor to do so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about you? So back to this book. Tell us a bit of what do you cover in the book about, you know, managing online forums? Oops.
Sure. It starts with conceptual things. Like when you manage a community, before you launch a community, you really need to have the idea of the community in mind. What do you want to accomplish? How are you going to do that? How are you going to pay for it? How are you going to maintain this community. And from there, it goes through the actual development of the community, from selecting a domain name to selecting software. It does not go into the technical aspects, because I felt that, you know, that really wasn't what the book was about, this technical aspects. You know, if they want to be a programmer, they can get a book for that. This book really talks about managing the community itself. The bulk of the book is on setting up an infrastructure of the community itself, that's setting up a system of guidelines, setting up a system of enforcing those guidelines, how members report them, how you handle them, how they are documented by you and your staff, how you contact members, how you standardize that whole system of contacting members, how you deal with situations that come across. There's, you know, I cite a ton of different situations in the book that people will deal with, from the average spammer to different sorts of inflammatory comments to, you know, any kind of trouble you run into, whether it be, like I said, advertising or spamming, mass spamming, PM spamming. You know, we tackle everything that goes into running a community. You know, how you set up for signatures and avatars, what guidelines you should have for those, how you should handle username changing, user titles, ranks. You know, it's really a very detailed book as far as every aspect of the community that you need to manage. And how you develop your guidelines, everything you have to deal with, every sort of violation you can deal with, affiliate links, cross-posting, illegal activities, hot linking, you know, all of these issues that come up, it talks about, and it talks about how you should handle them. And that's really the bulk of the book. It also has complimentary sections on promotion, on marketing, on monetization, and but really the bulk is on managing and on staff.
Yeah, which is actually very important. And I remember one time this has nothing to do with PHPBB, but I had interviewed someone who wrote a book about blogging. And what's interesting about a lot of these is that we say that it's very easy to, you know, start up a forum, start up a blog, start up all this, a podcast, start up things online that you can do. And it's very easy to start them. But once you've started them, it's actually a very interesting, and there's a lot of things you need to know about how to keep them going and how to really make them successful. And, you know, and there's a lot of the more advanced things that do not come in the user manual of, say, or in a flash tutorial of PHPBB or something like that. So we can show you how to install PHPBB, how to set settings, but it's hard to know how you want to actually run it once you get that going. So,
right. I mean, how do you want to deal with, you know, when you have an angry member come at you for removing their post? How do you want to handle contact with members privately that contact you in your IM names, let's say they pull them from your profile and contact you? How do you want to handle bans? How do you want to ban people? What system of discretion do you want to have there? Mm-hmm. You know, these user aspects and really the personal aspects of running a community are really the biggest part of management. We install software, we customize it. You know, no one knows that more than me.
Yes.
But when it comes to the community itself, that's what it's all about. It's managing and dealing with people. Mm-hmm. And that's what the book really speaks to.
Some of those things we actually have talked about on this show in our past episodes. I remember one, you mentioned the ban one. There was an episode a couple of months ago I talked about, you know, banning and guidelines relating to that.
Right. Great thing.
Yeah. It's
to talk about that, share knowledge about that. It's a very useful thing because, you know, there are a lot of people that start communities every day and they really don't have any idea that this stuff is going to be happening. I know when I started, I never imagined half the things that I saw over time, all the nasty things that people would do or the situations and the challenges that I would face. So, you know, just sharing those is a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that you should like to tell us a bit about your book?
Well, you know, I've talked about what it's about. It's really about dealing with all the challenges that community administrators face, staff, user challenges. It really goes in great detail. The website for the book is managingonlineforums.com, and on that site is a full table of contents, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. It's set to be published April 28th, and I think that's it. I think if you manage communities or you want to manage communities, it's a great resource for you, and it's priced at a rate that, and this is something that I'm happy about personally with the book, is when I started managing communities, I was, you know, 2000, I was about 15, let's say. I still don't have much money, to be honest with you, but I had less then. I don't have much money right now, but I had a whole lot less then, and I didn't have money to spend on $50 books or anything. You know, you can get this book for $15, $16.
Wow.
And I think that's an affordable thing that, you know, anybody, that makes it available to anyone, to most anyone. So I think that if it's something you're interested in, managing communities, it's definitely worth picking up and taking a look at. And if you have any questions, you can always contact me, and I'll be happy to give you some advice.
Mm-hmm. Now, Patrick's actually going to be sending David and myself some advanced copies of the book, so we actually get to take a look at it. And in a few episodes down the road, when once we've had time to read it, probably sometime in April, May, whatever. We're going to actually hopefully talk about the book. We might have Patrick come back on to talk a little bit more about it. The other thing is, and I'll put out some more details about this later on down the road. You'll probably find it on our blog. I think Patrick said he's going to be sending us actually a copy of the book to give away on the show.
That's correct.
Techie, no, Michael, no, you cannot harass Patrick. Please.
Oh, I know Michael. I've talked to Michael many times. He's a nice guy. He can harass me whenever
he
wants.
He's trying to get a job from you. I've been watching him in the chat room. He's trying to get a job.
He has, yeah.
But I was saying.
I've talked many times when he used to be a staff member over there. I'm not sure if he still is or not, but he's a nice guy, and he can harass me anytime.
Okay. Better than Paul trying to kill you.
I can't see the chat room, so I don't know what he's saying. So
Paul wants to kill you.
Well, that's not
no,
the
no. He wants to kill me.
Oh, David.
Oh,
whoopsie.
Okay.
Well,
that's not any better.
Okay. All right. I think he's going to give away the book, and now this will be closer to April/May. But what we're going to be doing is something I've been wanting to do for a little while. We're going to start a listener survey. This will come out sometime in March. And so if you listen to the show, you have any comments, any feedback, there'll be a survey you can fill out, and it helps us get an idea of what you like about the show. Now, we've had 50 episodes to build up into it. Get some feedback, what you'd like to hear more of, what you want to hear less of, get if it's a better idea to how we can do this show, because, again, we do it for you, the PHPV community. So that'll be there. And at the end of the survey, if you want, you can leave your information, and we will, on an episode, just do a random drawing for a copy of Patrick's book.
Yes, I'll get that to you.
I'll scrounge up one or two other second or third place prizes or something like that. I might have some stickers or something like that. I might give away. I still have my PHPBB 2 Conquering Olympus birdie. Maybe I'll do that as like a prize.
We'll do the new Pro Silver Birdie Bear.
How about you pay? You pay for that. I got my one. My birdie doesn't do anything. It sits there. It's like his sort of connection, his Borg connection to the rest of the birdie army has sort of been cut off or something. The collective, I'm giving you a little bit of Star Trek humor there, David. So
we'll following me back in the. But Star Trek humor will go right over me. I'm sorry.
Well, all right. David's the one with the Star Trek Guide website. Don't worry about it. Yeah, we'll have
a Star Trek Guide website that has nothing to do about Star Trek,
except for the team names.
Yeah, it's confusing. I stopped by there myself actually, and looking at the show.
Yeah,
Star Trek, huh? Let me see. Yeah, PHPBB Star Trek. I guess no. It looks like a great site. Active community.
Yeah,
I can't get them to I've bought all these different domains related to PHPBB, olympusmods.com, olympusstyles.net, PHPBB Academy, phpbbacademy.net, that sort of thing, and they won't let me change the site.
That's because they like it. It's a unique name. It's the original name, and it's what everyone thinks of. PHPBB Academy, David, is kind of boring. Star Trek Guide is unique, and it's a cool name. I had to say it.
That's what they're all saying, but I'm like, Star Trek Guide doesn't have anything to do with PHPBB, but...
So what?
How about PHPBB Trek?
I still don't think they would go for that. They like Star Trek Guide.
The thing is, David, a lot of people often ask me on my other podcast, which is called Preview Cast, I'm often asked if it has to do with movie previews. And I'm like, no, it has absolutely nothing to do with that whatsoever. It was just
at least it has cast in it, so it's a podcast related.
Well, that was actually something that when we first started it, that was something I forced because he actually wanted to call it Preview. I think I did that. I said, Preview Cast, because, it's a little less generic. the point is, it's the original name, and it's a cool name, and it's a name that people can identify with. So,
yeah, it's kind of interesting. So what we've done is sort of the Star Trek guide. It's the guide to PHPBB. It's guide for mod authors, guide for programming with PHPBB 3. So, if people ever needed help with programming for PHPBB 3, that's really what it's dedicated to. And so we're building a really large project right now. We've got a team of about 12 developers that are working on a project starting today. Ooh. Which will be really cool.
Is that a super secret type thing?
It is, yes. So I can't say what it is yet, but it will start appearing on Star Trek Guide. And a couple of our staff members are actually in the chat room right now, and they know about it.
Well, David.
So don't say anything, guys. That is secret.
David, you've got a couple of solo episodes, but I'm not here coming up, so you can maybe reveal some stuff on there. And everyone in the world except me will know about it. So I don't listen to the shows when I edit them. It takes too much time. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, the giveaway, the drawing, whatever we do for the survey and all that, we'll get more information out in the near far off future. That pretty much wraps it up. Of course, if you go to ifroggy.com, you can find everything on the iFroggy network for Patrick, or you can just go to Patrick has his own blog at patrickokeefe.com, which you can go on there.
And you can see the show notes for how to spell that and go there.
I actually spelled it correctly. Remember when we had Marshall Rusty on, David, and I typed Yearly instead of Yuri?
Yeah.
The I looks like an L.
We're not sure he's forgiven you for that yet.
Oh, well, too bad. Okay, that's a confirmation from the chat room. He has not forgiven to me for it. Patrick, thanks so much. We're going to do the last for joining us. It's been great having you on the show.
Thank you, guys. It's been great being on. And, thanks again for talking about the book. And maybe we'll do a little more in the future.
Stick around a little bit more where we do the last two things on the show, which includes the mod and style of the week. And I asked David to do this week's mod of the week, which I selected because it looked cool. But this is the one that Handyman did. So I thought David would talk about
okay.
It.
Hey, this is let's see. I hadn't seen this one. All right, let me go there and find out what it does. No. okay, this is the.
I assume that SEO could mean anything. It could mean secret echo oratory or something like that. I don't know. I know what it means.
Now I'm surprised he titled it this SEO mod because it's really an SEO topic titles or forum titles mod. Uh-huh. But what it does is it gives your forum static URLs. Well, I guess that's why he called it that. But it's. It really should be like the SEO permalink mod or something like that. It gives your forum static URLs, so your forums and your topic names are going to have the URLs are going to be in the titles of that particular forum or topic, and a very popular mod for PHP 3. Handyman and Paul, Handyman is actually the one mod author that has created the most popular mods for PHPBB 3, and Paul wins the award for one of the most popular mods for PHPBB 3, if not the most popular one. But those two know how to create really popular mods. But so anyway, this is one of them. Topic titles and forum titles are basically the static URLs.
Uh-huh. And if you've used, there are things like, for example, WordPress is often a cited example or things like that where you can turn on, they call them permalinks. And it's essentially, instead of having the thing in the and up in the URL with, the question mark F equals 69 and T equals 691165 and SID equals blah, 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 blah. Instead, you can have more of a static URL which actually has like the name of the thing in the title. Search engines like it better, and quite frankly, it's a lot easier for copying, and hopefully doesn't have that horrible SID in it.
The SID has to be in the URL if your cookies are turned off. If your cookies are turned on, the SID shouldn't be in the URL. Now, there's various cases around PHP 3 when the SID has to be there. For example, going to the administration control panel, the SID has to be there. It's for security, but Again, most of your browsing on a PHP 3 forum should not have the SID in there unless the cookie settings are incorrect.
Yeah.
You know, and there's various other instances where the SID is actually applied to the URL directly for a particular reason.
Yeah.
But
well.
Yeah, but it's there for a reason. You know, there is a reason for that. It's not, you know, it's not because, you know, it's not just because it's. It has some menial purpose.
I'd appreciate it if they could put it always put it at the very end of the URL. Sometimes they'll be right in the obscure middle parts of it, and then have to, you know. PHP 2 never had that problem. PHP 3, I don't know.
Yeah, well, and the static titles, by default, they won't have them in there. It will append them to the URL, I believe, if it's necessary. But most of the time, it won't have them in there, and and of course, all regular URLs will still work. All the normal URL schemas will still work. But this is sort of just an addition to the actual URLs.
But as for this mod, definitely one of the more requested features that in the lead up to the release of PHP VB3. You know, for having something like this of SEO, so one of these things that was not built into PHP VB in particular. And so if you are interested in getting something like this, make your URLs look a little bit nicer, here, this is the mod for you. And, of course, it comes from Handyman, so what's better than that? Yeah, okay. You know, we're not really that biased on this show in terms of whose mod authors they are.
No, but you know what? Coming from a mod team member like Candyman, you know that it's going to be programmed very solid.
Sure.
You know, that's one benefit you get from
it doesn't necessarily
downloading Candyman. And it's validated to the PHPBB3 or to the PHPBB.com database, which is another double plus.
That doesn't mean anything in particular, David.
Paul is saying that his mod
hasn't been approved. When I was on the team, when I was on the teams, my mod got denied 7 times before it finally got released. So,
shit.
Doesn't mean anything.
See, now, Paul's mod will probably be validated today.
That doesn't mean that we know anything. I sure didn't know anything. So.
Well, you have various, you know, you can have somebody who is good at validating mods like Paul,
uh-huh.
but who aren't particularly good at writing them like Paul. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. With that, we're going to move on. Okay. Style of the week. This style comes from the styles database on, coincidentally, phpbbhacks.com. But I talked about the Mac and Scott styles before because it's one that I really like. There is a brand new one that recently came out by Scott Stubblefield, who wrote the original one, called Mac and Scott 3. And if you happen to use Mac OS X, you'll probably recognize this. This is one he's done for Mac OS X Leopard style-related things. And, of course, it's Mac and Scott 3, so it runs on PHP VB3.
Okay, where did this come from? I have not seen this before. How come I have not seen this yet?
Well, you know, he had a version called Mac and Scott 2, which looked like the Tiger-type versions.
Did it look like Tiger? Now, the first Mac and Scott was ugly.
Yeah.
It was like...
Mac and Scott 2, haven't I not talked about that before?
Oh, you may have. I don't remember what it looked like, so it must have not been really stunning. This is really cool.
Number two is for PHP VB2. And it looks similar to this, except it had sort of a blue background. It was more aqua-ish, and it actually used, you know, brushed metal and the old mm-hmm. folder icons and all this. I really like this one because, first of all, I really like these styles that he does because they're so realistic. I mean, you can look at this and really, as a Mac user, David and I are partially, you know, we're kind of biased a little bit. And, of course, the whole chat room is going to go up in an uproar because of that. But
mm-hmm.
you can see.
We don't care. No, I have arguments on the team about this every day, so I'm used to it.
David,
but
he's always stirring up a storm.
Isn't that something to argue about?
Huh?
Isn't that something to argue about? Use whatever you like.
Exactly. But
but Scott's been making these tests for a long time. He's a very, very good style and theme author, and he's really one of the best as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, people can use whatever they like, but Mac is the best. So, yeah.
David said it. I didn't.
Well, I'm the kind of person who doesn't really, you know, I use what I like and, you know, let everybody use what they like. I use a PC, a Windows Vista myself, and I like it, and, you know, that's all that matters, I think.
Take it, Michael said Linux owns. Yes, Linux, I like Linux. Linux, I like. Mac OS X I like.
Yeah. But anyway.
I don't really like own.
Anyway, if you have a Mac forum, and I know that there are a lot of Mac forums out there, you should check this out. Really nice use of OS X icons. It's really believable. He obviously works a very long time on it.
Man, I might have to put this on Star Trek Guide. I really like this style.
Yeah. And then,
I really recommend this style. It's very good looking.
Yeah. I'll have to show I'll have to find a link to the old version 2 one, David. This is pretty much the same thing, except it's been leopardized, you know, so to speak. And, you know, Apple made a lot of the changes, and the brush metal's gone, it's the unified interface. But yeah, it's...
Yeah, I like this. The for forums, it's called the Flat Smooth.
Uh-huh.
The Flat Smooth actually looks better for forums than the brush metal does. You know, because, you know, I was trying the brush metal on a style before, and it really was not looking that great. But the Flat Smooth looks good.
Yeah. Mac has got two. Here, David, this is the original Mac has got 2 one, and that was obviously for PHP BB2, and I just linked to that in the chat room. You know, although there's no demo. Yeah.
There's no demo.
Oopsie.
Okay, that might explain it then, because there was not one for PHP BB3 before. This is good. This is very good. I'm going to have to put this in the next newsletter.
Thanks, Scott.
Okay, well.
For PHP 3.
That might not. Well, we called it a mod of the week. David might end up calling it a mod of the year. It's like
style of the year.
Style. I'll hit myself over the head. Okay. There we go. Mod style of the week. Okay. So that pretty much wraps up this episode of PHP BB Weekly. Of course, please feel free to check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, for the show notes for this show and all of the other 50 shows now that we've done. Of course, and very excited about being able to do the 50th show. And we had a great 50th show with a great discussion with Patrick O'Keefe. And so glad to be able to have him on and have this discussion about PHP Bootcamps and his other projects. A very dedicated member of the community. And it goes to show, but there are a lot of people out there that are very dedicated members of the PHP BB community, even though they're not on the PHP BB teams. They're doing their own special function, but aside from the PHP BB teams. And it's just as much of a contribution to the community as anything else. And of course, so phpweekly.net, on there you can find out how to participate in the show, promote the show if you like the show and you want to tell your friends about it. We have resources on there as well. Our PHP BB Weekly forum is at StarTrekGuide.com, which is going to stay that way. And it's the place where there's a lot of additional interaction and discussion that takes place when the show is not live. We are
now, Douglas, are we putting the show notes on there so people can discuss them?
We need to work that out. We'll have to figure out how we're going to, you know, intermix these things. I know I've just been kind of busy to be able to figure that stuff out. As far as I'm concerned, you can probably do what you want, David.
It's easy to take them and put them on the forum from the post.
If you want to do that, the HTML to BB code conversion is difficult for me, but you can do what you want.
Just send me the show notes in the raw HTML form before we post them, or I can go and get them myself. It doesn't matter.
You have access.
Getting them from the page is a little bit difficult.
You have access to the admin in WordPress.
Yes, I do. So I'll just go get them there.
Okay. It's one less thing for me to do. We are not going to be having an episode next week on February 16th. There will be an episode. Our next episode, 51, will be on February 23rd in 2 weeks. The reason for this is because if you go on my blog, you can find out about the very long 10-day trip that I'm taking. And it has nothing to do with PHP BB, but I will not be having a computer with me or any kind of technology with me whatsoever. Therefore, even if David did do an episode by himself next week, it would be a week and a half before it even got released.
So we're going to take the weekend off. I'm going to go skiing, and Douglas is going to go.
It's President's Day weekend. It's ski time. All right.
No, actually, I'm skiing during the week.
Ah.
I just learned to ski 2 days ago.
There you go.
I'm still trying to recover.
Now we know why David moved to Washington.
Yeah, that's exactly why. I am 35 minutes from the ski resort here.
Okay. Now we'll make a note of that. So no next episode next week. February 23rd, David will be doing an episode by himself. And he'll tell me before I go what he's going to talk about. And Saturday, March 1st, I'm back in this in San Francisco, although David will be doing another episode by himself because I'm taking the SAT, which is a very, very long and scary test. So, David's missed a couple of shows, and I'm going to miss a couple of shows.
Don't let it be you.
I'll do okay, I think. Don't worry. So David's missed a couple of shows recently, and now it's my turn to miss a couple of shows. That's how it's going to work. But, of course, you'll be able to find full details on phpbbweekly.net. And phpbbweekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Check them out at techpodcasts.com for other great technology podcasts just like this one.
And just for Techie Michael's sake, we're celebrating Singles Awareness Day.
He had to do this to us. That's sad. So Singles Awareness Day, sad. Oh boy, what is
okay, end the show quickly,
what is
Douglas.
Show turns into? That wrap. Okay. That wraps up this episode of PHP BB Weekly. 50 episodes, and maybe somebody willing will have 50 more. Thanks everybody for joining us, and we will see you in the next 2 weeks. Adios.
Take care. Oh, what? The best way to stop is to fall. And if you're heading towards a tree, fall before you hit the tree, lest you end up like the ABC news anchor that died skiing by falling face forward into a tree.
Wait a minute. Oh, dear. Wait, running into trees, I think that would be opposed by the Arbor Day Foundation.
Now, there's a ski resort that's 45 minutes away from me here that has double black diamond runs through some glades.
So you have to run through some glades. Double black diamonds now?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not going to the Black Diamond Runs yet. Okay. No.
Okay.
I'm ready to graduate from the Bunny Hill, though.
Bunny Hill. It's Happy Easter.